We ready to go?
Okay. This is Sean Hungerford for MCM. Hi, Mr. Gray.
Good morning.
So, you know, we exhaustively deposed you in 3 days of deposition. You remember that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to ask you a couple of questions about possible changes to your deposition testimony to make sure the record is clear on a couple of points.
Sure.
First of all, let's turn to the September 29th events involving the cement discharges. You don't have to, you know, pull it out. I know that you testified on that in your main presentation, and you showed many images on that. And what struck me about that is that when we deposed you, and also in the complaint and the prosecution team matrix, there were a certain number of photographs that you had offered as evidence in support of those events of September 29th. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Have you found new photographs that you are offering as evidence in support of those allegations?
I don't believe that the photographs that I showed are that are an attempt by the prosecution team to introduce new evidence into this case at all. In my deposition, I always referred to the fact that there were more photos in the record that are relevant to provide context to the violations that occurred, and I decided to put those into my presentation because it painted the picture as closely as possible as to the conduct that occurred. But the picture, I believe that it's still our stance that the photographs elected in the complaint are, as well as any other cross-reference material identified in this chart, is sufficient to demonstrate a violation. However, we're including, I think that's sufficient to show violations.
So. Okay, well, sure. But at the end of the day, though, this board has to, you know, sort through the evidence and look at what's being offered in support of a particular violation. And you have certain photographs and certain documentary evidence that you've already offered or the prosecution team has offered in support of those violations. And in deposition, I asked you at the end of every, you know, event, is there anything else that you're aware of, any other documentary evidence or other evidence at all that supports these violations? And for all of those, your basic answer was no. And so what I want to know is, do we need to, is the prosecution team expanding the list of documents that this regional board should consider when considering the September 29th allegations?
No.
Okay. A couple other questions then. With respect to wildlife, you testified in your deposition that you weren't aware of any fish kills or frog kills. Is that correct?
I don't recall how I testified, so.
Well, I'll represent to you that was your testimony. Have you come into new information that has changed that since your depositions in November?
I have not specifically reviewed the material that Mona brought up. However, I have just heard it, and that information, yes, I guess that's a subtle review. Yeah, I hear that.
Sure, but
fish were killed and frogs were killed.
But being the person who is primarily responsible for drafting the complaint, it certainly wasn't a major supporting factor of the complaint, given that at least in November, you know, you weren't aware of any specific wildlife kills.
Well, just because I was not specifically aware of it during my deposition, it doesn't mean that it's not part of the record and didn't play into the developing of the complaint at all, and in supporting our assertions that water quality was impacted and that there were impacts on wildlife. There were other people involved in drafting the complaint, and our assertions that there were impacts to water quality could in part be based upon the documents that Mona is describing.
Okay.
Just because we couldn't recall them.
Sure. All right, well, let me ask you just one other question. On the issue of cost savings, during your presentation, you commented that MCM had saved money by essentially making shortcuts and doing things differently than they should have. Is that essentially correct? I mean, that's the correct statement of your testimony?
Yes.
Now, when I deposed you back in November, you stated that you weren't aware of, and the regional board's prosecution team hadn't prepared any, analysis, economic analysis or cost analysis, identifying cost savings by MCM or any other contractor on this project. Does that remain the case today?
Yes.
And so that's just your general feeling, I suppose, that shortcuts were made and costs were saved and something different should have happened?
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions.